Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending time with you once again today. Thanks so much for being here. This is our sixth episode, and today we're going to tackle the when in your mindset. Think of it this way. It's the fourth pillar, and if you were to take your who and your where and your what, the when is assigning a sense of urgency to it all or not. If you're new here and want a general framework for what this podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get a flavor for what we're doing here and what we're talking about. So in essence, what we're talking about is a timetable for turning ordinary in our lives into extraordinary. Now, ordinary is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, we're doing an entire episode in the future about ordinary and some misconceptions around it. The one thing about it is there's no sense of urgency behind the when in ordinary. So when I think of the word ordinary and put a timetable on it, it's usually whenever I get around to it, right? When I really think of ordinary, I think of one of my favorite movies. It's called Stranger Than Fiction. Perhaps you've seen it. And in it, Will Ferrell, aka Harold Crick, starts out with what's otherwise an ordinary life. And then something unexpected happens. A bunch of things, actually. He meets someone. We learn that his character is a musician. He's capable of love. He has a soul beyond just the carefully calculated number of times he brushes his teeth in the morning. And something magical happens. He becomes set free. He becomes significant. And the viewer is sort of left wondering, why did he wait so long to embrace these parts of himself that could become so significant? Now, that's Hollywood, and it's the movies. But inside each of you is an extraordinary soul waiting to be unleashed onto the world in a bigger way. Your soul wants to be let out, not caged in, to be able to expand and not be constricted in any way. Think about how your soul feels when it is restricted. Think about how limited your life and your pursuits become. And more often than not, my past self included, we place these limitations on ourselves in terms of what's possible for our soul. So these limitations might have been passed down to us or ingrained in us as kids or mandated to us by a boss. So it's hard for us to envision never having those types of restrictions. And so over time, we simply don't expect for our soul to be able to expand, either for our purpose to flourish or for our impact to be successful for us or for others. Remember now that our why, we've repeatedly hinted at and said over and over with each episode, is to reach your fullest potential personally and professionally, and to realize that success and significance, which may have been elusive to you at this point, we're making this an expectation for ourselves right now, not a hope. We're really just left at this moment with a question of when we start. And I saw a quote just this morning, and I thought it would be a great one to interject into this podcast. It is, "Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time." And let's talk about that. For those of us who think we can control certain aspects of our own life, including our mindset, we applaud that statement. For those of us who think we can control every aspect of our life, including the natural course of everything in our orbit, we're sadly mistaken. But yes, we can usher in change to our mindset. And because of that, we can usher in massive change to our journey, in fact. There are a few personal stories that I want to share to illustrate the urgency of mindset. One's about me and one is about a gentleman that I used to work with pretty closely. Recently, I began having intense headaches coming from behind my right ear, not a normal place for headaches. And I have no history of migraines or anything like that. It's a deep shooting pain, not all the time, but randomly and very painfully. And when they happen, it's debilitating. Like I have a hard time standing up. I have a pretty high pain threshold from what I'm told, and it's really painful. So it can't be treated as of right this minute, and early indications are something neurological or related to a nerve issue in my head, and it's likely tied to my history of concussions and traumatic brain injuries, but that's just a guess right now. So if there's one blessing behind a potential health issue, it's a call to your mindset for urgency. The when is literally now. In fact, I've never felt more alive and strengthened. Because who knows, you know? If it turns out to be something really serious, do I want to use precious time doing anything other than letting my soul free to other people and doing what I can to provide to other humans in terms of significance? No. So it's not me saying caution or stalling or throwing up a caution flag. It's totally the opposite. It's full speed ahead. So how does this relate to when? Well, if I waited to get everyone's feedback who don't know anything about me or podcasting, I wouldn't be talking to you. I thought back to all the really hard things I've done that for me personally are, I would consider extraordinary, at least for what I'm capable of. And they were never once done in anyone else's time. Never. Sports, business, writing books, they were done in my time without waiting for approval or consensus. If I waited for that, nothing would have happened. So a lot of people in my one-on-one conversations over the years seem to think they have time, and I hope we all do. Before this latest thing that just came up, I'd gone about 6 years with no health issues, and I hardly ever get sick or even have a cold. But when something shakes you, you take notice, right? Your mindset becomes one of, holy crap, like, what am I doing? Like, really, what does my soul need to do? And where do I want to do it? Who am I right this minute? And who do I want to be in whatever time I have left? So you pretty quickly fly through all the pillars of mindset, right? Your why becomes success, legacy, value to others. Your how becomes all the things we'll end up covering through this podcast. So now, maybe some have, but I'm presuming most of you listening to this haven't been shaken up in a big way lately. It brings me back to, if everything is ordinary or going along in an ordinary way, why would there be an urgency to change your mindset? Why would it even exist, this sense of urgency? It probably wouldn't. Why doesn't it? I really don't know and have no good reason as to why there isn't a sense of urgency as often as there should be. So it begs the question for me and maybe for some of you, why wait until something quote unquote happens? Why is our sense of urgency around having a firm grasp of our mindset that's driving our success and significance, why is it not just a daily thing? Again, no one can give me a good response as to why not. Because it's, what, hard to maintain that level of focus or commitment? Maybe that's a reason. But our main focus here on the Mindset Coach podcast is our journey. We know it's a journey. We know it takes time. So if that's the case, why wait to get your mindset as strong as it can be? Your future success and significance stemming from your mindset start in today's right now. So in the present, you're listening to this show. You're hopefully getting some tools for your own life, tools you can use personally and professionally. You'll have the benefit of using those tools throughout your whole life. The only part of that statement, which is at all uncertain, is that you simply don't know how long that will be. And it's not about fear at all. It's just about embracing that uncertainty and using it to drive your timing is all. It's about being uncomfortable with the unknown of the ultimate when, but knowing you can take comfort in the when you can control. All the things you want to do, all the goals you have, all the future visions you can conjure up are all things that we think about for the future. It's like taking life insurance for your family, payable at some future date to be determined. You're taking out mindset insurance for you, payable now. There's one more experience I'll share with you, and this one is so poignant about timing and this question of when. I was working with one gentleman, a guy I really liked a lot. Great guy, kind, smart, cool. He was having a string of what seemed like really bad luck. Just things in his life weren't working out for him. After probably 5 or 6 sessions together, we got into a whole bunch of things. But I noticed he always used the phrase, in the worst case scenario, such and such might happen. So, you know, when you're weighing a decision and you say, well, worst case, this happens. And we always say that as sort of a way to insulate ourselves from a particular outcome that might happen. We're kind of setting ourselves up for discomfort if an outcome doesn't go our way, right? Well, he used that phrase a lot. One thing I'll tell you, even though this is jumping ahead quite a bit, is that where your mindset is where your body or actions follow. And it's where a lot of your outcomes happen. So if you're constantly saying, worst case scenario, this happens, but hopefully it doesn't, guess what usually happens? You get your worst case scenario because it's where you're putting your focus, whether or not you want it to happen or not. I asked him to do one simple thing. The next time he was faced with any type of decision that could have two outcomes, have his mindset go to best case scenario and not worst case scenario and see what happens. See how not only his mindset changed, but maybe how his body language changed. And then, of course, whether the outcome changed compared to his string of bad luck. What did he have to lose, right? Little did I know that the very next day after our conversation, he had a meeting about a small business loan with his bank. So he was working on a new venture and he wanted some help to fund it. As he told me the story, it went like this. He got into his car to go to the meeting that morning. And immediately when the car started, his mindset was, worst case scenario, I don't get the loan. And then I have to go to other banks or give up or think of another source of funding. So he, thankfully, said he immediately recognized this, and he recalled our conversation the day before, and he made a conscious effort to start thinking about best case scenarios. So he started to think about exactly how he would use the funding, the people he could hire, the marketing plan, hitting his revenue targets. He said he even thought about repaying the loan in full. So what he was describing to me, it was as if he was being washed over with, if not optimism, at least not dread or despair. So then he described to me arriving at the bank and walking into the bank more confidently than usual. His mood was a little brighter than what he had actualized in recent weeks. It was almost as if he had nothing to lose, because he didn't at that point. So the loan officer asked him some questions, particularly ones that he had just recited in his mind about how he would use the funds. So he said to me if he hadn't run through the best case scenario in his mind in the car ride to the bank, he probably wouldn't have given good answers, or he would have fumbled his way through the interview or something. Lo and behold, he got approved for the loan, best case scenario and all. So what's interesting is this. I asked him what would have happened if he got denied the loan after he had envisioned his best case scenario. So like, would he have been disappointed, or would it have been this huge letdown, or would he have suffered worse because of having, you know, gotten his hopes up? His answer to me was no. And he said specifically, because I see now that the only thing that would have happened was that I would have gotten the worst case scenario anyway. I would have walked into the bank already feeling defeated, but instead I felt like I had a chance. So like, why not just have a different mindset about the whole thing, Relative to my old mindset, he said, the new mindset was total upside and it worked. Was it a coincidence? Neither of us believe in those. That was the very next day that he literally switched his mindset. So within 24 hours, there was a tangible event, a pretty good size one, by the way, that changed largely because his mindset changed, and his mindset allowed the rest of his whole body and his presence to be prepared for the best case outcome. It was, in fact, his soul that was being set free. And the rest of it just flowed. It was like his whole persona changed compared to what it would have been during the prior 5 or 6 weeks or however long he had the string of bad luck. I'd say that's a pretty good testimonial to your when. It's now. Your renewed mindset will thank you, and your outcomes just might be better too. More to come next time on the Mindset Coach podcast. We will jump into overcoming limiting beliefs. And here's a hint. We can shift our mindset for breakthroughs only when we can get past self-imposed barriers. There's quite a bit of data behind this one and the usual real-life experiences that we'll draw upon. So please subscribe to the show, and let's keep walking together in this podcast. Until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to mindsetcoachpodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.